We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's Thursday, November 11th. My name is Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt Ford. This is Jeff Schwartz this morning. You are powered by the Varsity Podcast Network. It is our preview for the weekend. We're going to hit on some college football as usual, some NFL, and a little bit of college basketball sprinkled in there. Because as Matt noticed, I bet on a Maryland Quinnipiac game the other night. That did not win that game, by the way.
You did it? We won by 23, oh, Maryland,
you,
right?
Oh, you did. Purdue didn't cover then. I was 2 for 3 last night. Maybe that was the one game. I get all these Big Ten teams, I get confused. Look, if we want to start there very quickly, college basketball has started. It's hard to give college basketball picks on a podcast that comes out on a Thursday when games are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But UCLA against Villanova, I'm taking UCLA to cover Friday night. They host Villanova at Park Pavilion. It's a late game. It's 11:30 p.m. Eastern tip-off for Villanova at Poly Pavilion. The Bruins obviously return a bunch of their players, Johnny Juzang from last year. They look good, and they played some, who knows, last night. I don't know. Let me look. I just want to make sure I have the name right of who they played. They played Cal State Bakersfield last night. One that came by nearly 40. An injury, though, to Cody Riley's got me a little bit concerned, but very quickly, again, we'll do UCLA in their favor by 2.5 at home against Villanova on Friday. Matt, do you have a lean for Maryland basketball coming up?
I don't. We're going way off menu here. This is the first mention of Cal State Bakersfield on this podcast in history,
at Maryland on Thursday night at the Big Ten Network. I'm sure you'll be tuned in to that game.
Gabe went to GW. Maybe we should have some stakes. That's great.
GW, Maryland, 21st in the country. All right, let's get to some college football before we get to the NFL. Let's start out with a big game. Michigan, Penn State. Michigan came in at 6 last night in the college football playoff. That just drove everyone crazy. Guys, remember, it's a TV show. It's a TV program, okay? These are not the final rankings. They're going to change each week. They're basically trolling us. Like, why would you have Michigan? You just lost to Michigan State. Why are they ahead of Michigan? Just because to screw with everyone. So we spent all this time talking about it. It's not going to matter, Matt, because they're going to lose it in Penn State this weekend. It's that simple. I'm concerned about Penn State's offensive ability to score enough points in this game. But defensively, They're good. And Michigan has struggled this year. At least the games have been much closer than we thought against teams that can kind of put up a fight. Nebraska, for as bad as they've been, can put up a fight. Michigan State. But more importantly, Harbaugh doesn't win these games. Like, on the road, ranked opponent, you're sixth in the country. Everyone's talking about you. Your quarterback's a little beat up. Like, I don't do I trust James Franklin, Sean Clifford? Not really, but I will say.
Tough ask.
When they played Iowa, and Sean Clifford was healthy, and I know he's getting healthier. They had a really good game plan. They had things drawn up really well. I kind of feel like they'll have a good game plan. Will it be executed? I don't know. Their offensive line's kind of a wreck. But I just don't like Michigan in this spot on the road at Penn State. What say you?
I mean, I think the betting community agrees with you. This opened at 7 and it's down to 1, which means that, you know, a lot of people agree with you. Although now the money's starting to swing back. So look, you're right. Narrative based only. I'm not a great college football bettor by any means. Feels right to fade Harbaugh here, but you may have missed the number. So maybe give it a second and let it kind of come back.
If you're listening to the show on Thursday, then you can make this wager. If not, I'll give you some wagers at the end of this, some Pac-12 wagers to make up for this. But Pittsburgh is hosting North Carolina on Thursday night. And this is a rare college football game where they both play Saturday and then play again Thursday. That's not happen very often. Typically, teams are off a bye. So I have North Carolina off a big win against Wake Forest on the road to play Pittsburgh. The reason I'm taking Pittsburgh here, -6.5, is obviously, again, emotional letdown spot for North Carolina. But more importantly, guys, their defense is poo-poo, right? North Carolina's defense is 88th in success rate, 109th in points per drive. Both these offenses are good, right? We know that Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh can score a lot of points. They're 7th in points per drive. North Carolina on offense, 11th in points per drive. But their offensive line has problems as well. North Carolina, their 122nd sack rate. They give a bunch of pressure. And North Carolina gets around this by just being good on first and second down, not being third and long. But Pittsburgh's defense, guys, is just pretty good. They're 24th in success rate, 21st in points per drive, 7th in pressure rate. Like, this is a bad match for North Carolina. Both teams can score fine, but Pittsburgh's better, much, much better on defense. This game is like 45-31, right? And we saw this year, too, when North Carolina played the teams with a little smidgen of defense, not Wake Forest, but like North Carolina, excuse me, with Notre Dame, I should say. Florida State just weren't as good on offense. So give me Pitt here, -6.5.
Another side where you and the Sharps agree. This is getting 87% of the money and only about half the bets. So I think you're onto something.
A game that I'm not sure Sharps will agree with me on this. I'm taking Tennessee at home plus 20.5 against Georgia. Here's why. I'm going to give a caveat to this in a few minutes. Georgia has to have a stinker at some point. Yeah. Like, they can't keep playing this well and covering all these games. And this game is on the road at Tennessee. But here's the thing that I, and Georgia's defense, right? Number one in success rate, points per drive, pressure rate. I mean, they're passing defense. They're the best in the country by far. Tennessee's not a bad football team, first of all. They're decent on offense and defense. They run an up-tempo offense, number one in the country, adjusted pace. And so, can they play fast enough and move the ball enough to tire out Georgia's defense? Georgia's not faced an offense that can do this. Yes and no. Tennessee's offensive line not very good, but if they move fast enough, maybe you catch Georgia a little off rhythm and off pace. The problem with this, Matt, is if Tennessee has a bunch of three and outs, they're going to be down 21-0 and get their ass handed to them. Yep. So like, you have to kind of watch this game, guys. If Tennessee starts out having good offensive drives, they're going to cover this game. But they come out 2, 3, 4 drives in a row of three and outs, run to bet Georgia live or take Georgia second half. Like, just buy out of this as best you can. Georgia's offense, right? They run the football, play action pass. It works because their defense is never behind, right? They're never behind. They can run that offense. And so I think the pace of Tennessee, I'm putting my faith in the pace of this Josh Heupel offense and the fact that Georgia has not had a stinker yet all season. Like, they have to have a stinker at some point this season.
Yeah. I mean, they can even play a pretty good game and still win by less than 20. Georgia's played 9 games. They've covered 6. The only 3 they haven't covered is when they're favored by over 20. So this is a good spot if you want to fade them and you agree with this theory.
I'm in on this. All right, let me give you some Pac-12 picks. We'll get to the NFL. So Pac-12, I'm 22-9 this year, guys.
22-9. Let's go.
I know it's really boring. Those are plays I give out on my Twitter. I don't always, like, as my week goes on, I kind of pick and choose what to give out by Friday. But Oregon State is favored by, I think, 12. They're hosting Stanford. They're going to win this game like Utah did, like 52-7. Stanford is 129th in success rate for stopping the run. Oregon State is the best rushing attack in college football. They're number one. Stanford has Jack West playing quarterback, who sucked all season. Like, this is going to be just a – just. I know no one's watching Oregon State-Stanford. I get it. I'm watching that game. I studied the Pac-12 conference. Take that game. I'm telling you right now. UCLA Colorado, take the over. Just take the over. Just trust old Jeff Schwartz here. And then obviously Oregon plays Washington State. I do not bet on Oregon games. If you lean in direction, you take Washington State plus the 14. Oregon has yet to cover a home game. Talk about to happen now, but I will give you a little warning now. Take Washington State this week. Take Oregon next week at Utah. Just listen to Uncle Jeff here on the Pac-12 conference. So, all right, let's get to the NFL, Matt.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A lot of wisdom in just a few seconds. It's very efficient, Jeff.
I think we were 2-3 last week. Who knows? Who cares at this point? We're not very good.
We're not good. And last week, here's what's super annoying. And by the way, sorry that it's sunset at 3:40 p.m. and I'm getting like a massive amount of shadow. The thing that happens last week, we got you closing line value, which is all we can actually try for as bettors, right? Like we took the 49ers against the Cardinals, and we took another where we got big closing line value.
Oh, we took the Texans. Houston, yeah.
Yeah. Both of them were the right play because we ended up getting a great deal, and they still lost. So it's like, you know, I don't know what to do.
We got 6 points on the Niners.
Yeah, and if we had said, hey, we're going to get this and Kyler Murray's going to go out and DeAndre Hopkins is going to go out, and we still lost. It's like last week was this historic week for underdogs, which is worth noting going into this week. And of course, we had two that we really liked, and both of them were given an advantage after the fact, and we lost both of them. That's just the kind of season it's been for us.
And this week, there's like nothing I like, bro. Like this just not.
This is an ass week, but this is what separates the men from the boys. It's like, yeah, you have to nail it on weeks like this. And I have a little wrinkle for you, Jeff. I'm in a survivor pool where there's 6 people left out of over 200 that started this season.
Okay.
And I have some decisions to make. And one of those candidates is actually in our first game on Thursday night.
Let's do it.
The Ravens are going to the Dolphins. We're seeing 7.5 as the line right now for Baltimore as a road favorite. I'm considering the Ravens straight up in my pool, but I'm curious what you think about this game in the 7.5.
Oh, man. I mean, you can't wager on the Dolphins here.
No chance.
But the Ravens, though, have been so up and down this year. They've been behind in games, and I would just stay away if I was in this game. But like, I think the side has to be the Ravens here. Dolphins are offensive line is awful. Is Tua playing? Is he not playing? The Ravens have so many injuries. Lamar's carrying that team right now. He's carrying that team. It's a short week. I would just stay the heck away from this game. What do you think?
Well, my question to the former player is, would you rather, who has the advantage, knowing that there are two disadvantages here? The Raven or the Dolphins only get 3 or so days to prepare for Lamar Jackson after facing Tyrod and /Davis Mills. So they don't get a lot of prep time. But also the Ravens played this overtime game against the Vikings that was crazy. So they played, and that was a full overtime, basically. Which is the worst situation to be in?
Well, you've taken into account too, like what these rosters are, right? What the age of these players are. Playing the Ravens on a short week for defensively for the Dolphins can be really tough to do. But then the Ravens are beat up. They have a bunch of injuries. They're on the road. It's gonna be a little warmer than they're used to.
Yep.
This is why this game, I think, to me, is tough to wager on, because all these different things kind of contradict each other, and it's tough to decide which way to go here.
Yeah, well, this is a terrible game, but yeah. I will say Baltimore owns Miami. Harbaugh 9-0 against the spread against Miami. The last 3 times they played, the final scores were 38-6, 48 40-0 and 59-10. Lamar is from Miami. Yeah. We don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Dolphins this week. So it feels like one of those games where it's like this could be the that like Ravens steamroll that we sometimes see when they play these ass teams.
Yeah.
So that's on my mind. I think this is a pass for us, but I'm going to put this in the hopper for when I ask about Survivor throughout the show. So that's a pass. Moving on to Sunday. Speaking of pass, the Bills and the Jets, we're seeing 12.5 or 11.5, somewhere in between there, somewhere.
We're not wasting our time with this wager.
Yeah, let's save some time. Yeah. If you had to pick.
I would pick the Bills to cover if I had to pick.
Yeah, but. I do too. I think everyone's a little too high on the Jets, but we'll let you guys handle that one for us. Bucks at the football team.
Oh, Jesus Christ, these guys are so bad this week. Oh my God. I cannot bet Washington +9 here. I just can't do it. Are you going to force me to do this, Matt?
No, I can't. Everything it tells you to do it, but I can't. Like 90% of the money on the Bucks is a road favorite. They haven't covered on the road once this entire season.
Washington off a bye.
Both of them off a bye. Tampa off a bye and a loss. This line hasn't moved despite every single person betting on the Bucks. Like, it's a trap, but I cannot do it. I cannot bet Washington pass.
I'm going to put it on the maybe list because you know it. You know that this is what we have, what we like. Oh, geez. I'm going to put it on the maybe list. Washington +9.
Tampa's every week and they never cover.
Tampa's, we're 0-3 picking Washington this year. You know, Tampa, Gronk and AB might be out. They have some tight end issues. Like it. Let's get to the next game because this game again is just so crappy.
Falcons at Cowboys. The Cowboys are laying 8 is what we've got here. This has moved around a bit. You'll probably get somewhere close to there. Let's call it 8. What do you think? Wow, this is up to 10 in some places.
Well, I feel we can't. Our luck with Atlanta just was 1 week, like 1 week of a luck of Atlanta luck. Anything about the Cowboys, when Teron Smith is playing their left tackle, they're 79-61. When he's out, they're 13-15. Like, they're just not as good if Teron Smith is not playing. He's not scheduled, I think, to play as of Wednesday when we record this. I would actually lean Dallas here coming off a big bounce back situation, and Atlanta just. It's not great, but Matt Ryan's playing better of late. I don't think this is a play for me, dude. I have nothing here.
Let me try to convince you, especially if we can get 8, which we're seeing is the line at DraftKings, but at PointsBet it's 10. So like if you look around, there's lots of different numbers. This is the week where the public is going to love the underdogs. Like the last week, the underdogs cleaned up. We saw Dallas lay an egg, knock everyone out of their survivor pools against this Denver team. And everyone's like, well, Dallas is bad and Atlanta is good. May I remind you, Atlanta last week beat Trevor Siemian by 2 points. 2 weeks ago, they lost to Carolina at home. The week before that, they beat the Dolphins by 2. And the week before that, they beat the Zach Wilson Jets by 7. That's their hot streak. Like, this team sucks. This is a great chance to get Dallas off a low point. McCarthy, 60% straight up after a loss. They're going to win this game. If we're getting 8, that to me just feels like a layup. I think this Falcons team is trash. And now's the time to sell high on them.
Well, I don't have a great opinion on a lot of these games. So if you feel strong about Dallas -8, they're going to bounce back. They're not going to play as bad as they did last week. They got embarrassed. No way. They're home again against a bad team. I'll put Dallas in here. Fine with me. I'll take it.
Atlanta does one thing well. They Cordarrelle Patterson is good. Kyle Pitts is good too. That's it. That's their team. Like, good luck.
Yeah. The next game is interesting though. I want to get to this game.
Okay, great. So this is Tennessee hosting the Saints. 2.5 is the number here.
There's 3s out there too. So it's 2.5 or 3.
Yep.
I like the Saints +3 in this game. Nice. This is a very fishy line for a reason, guys, because they're telling you Tennessee's not as good as their win streak has been. I know we talk about DVOA a lot, right? It's Football Outsiders metric of measuring team success. Tennessee's only 14th, guys. They're 14th for a reason. New Orleans is 8th. Now, offensively, New Orleans is 17th. Defensively, they're 3rd. Tennessee just won a game with 196 yards on offense. They got gifted 2 touchdowns by Matt Stafford. The Saints aren't going to gift him touchdowns in this game, even with Trevor Siemian playing. This is Vegas telling you that these teams on a neutral field are close to being even. Like this, I'm telling you, I love New Orleans here. Plus, everyone's high on Tennessee right now. They're AFC favorites, blah, 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 blah. They're giving up more yards per play on defense than yards per play on offense. That's very rare for a 7-2 team. I really like the Saints in this spot. I'll take the +3. We can get +3 right now. Again, we're not locked into prices because there's no Supercard's numbers out yet. So I will take the +3 here in New Orleans.
Let's do it. I mean, this is just one of those that you have to just kind of trust yourself on, which maybe we shouldn't do. Tennessee has won and covered 5 straight. It's like at some point the bloom's going to come off this rose. I think the one thing I've sort of wondered, this is going to be my philosophy for the rest of the season, Jeff. It seems like these teams were something like really potentially upsetting or something that could really disrupt a team happens. It seems like those teams win the next week, right? Like the Raiders and Gruden, they parted ways. They won the next week. Like, I think it was right after the Urban Meyer thing, the Jags got their first win. Like, let's see if the Titans can continue to win without Derrick Henry. I don't think they can do it against a team that, by the way, has an incredible run defense. I have a hard time thinking that Tennessee is going to get as much going here.
I'm with you, buddy. Saints are 3-0 this year when getting points as well. Give me the Saints.
Cool. So Trevor Siemian on the road. Check. Here we go. We're riding the Siemian roller coaster. Although maybe it's Taysom Hill. Who knows? AFC South battle. We talking about this one. Colts, Jags. Colts land 10 or 10 and a half.
Yeah, I kind of like the Colts.
Me too. I hate that you said that.
I know, because this is right. Right, Jacksonville off this win. Like, Jacksonville's not good. And the Colts are playing good football. I mean, if Carson, they're gonna run the ball the entire game on this team, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, it's avoiding that Carson Wentz stupid play, and they can avoid that by just rushing the ball the entire game on the Jacksonville defense. Jacksonville is not very good against the run. Like, they're not half bad against the run. They're the 32nd against the pass, by the way, is Jacksonville's defense.
Good Lord.
I had those stats mixed up. I like the Colts here minus the 10, buddy.
Yeah, if we can get the 10, let's hammer it. Colts 4-0 against the spread against teams with a losing record this year. They had blowouts against the Texans, Jets, Dolphins, and the Jags are 0-4 against the spread after an against the spread win, which they had last week, obviously, against Buffalo. So I think the trends work out, and we don't have to watch it. We can just bet on it. That's fine.
Yes. So I'll take the minus 10 here. I'm thinking of any more notes here on this game I could find. I mean, Colts got a little bit of rest as well, right? Like a good rest. Their defense is able to shut down this rushing attack. I think it's just a rough game on the road for Jacksonville. So,
from Action Labs, a double-digit underdog that wins a close game. The next week, they're 1-7 against the spread. So a good spot to fade Jacksonville.
I like it. I like it. All right, let's continue.
What do we have next here? Lions at Steelers. Do not make me do this. This is the Steelers by 8. I will not do it, Jeff.
All right, well, let's pass on Detroit +8. Let's continue on then.
Unless you want to take Pittsburgh -8. Like,
no,
I'm open
no,
to
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
Jeff,
no.
I want to say this just for the listeners.
No.
50% split on the bets and the money here. 40% of the bets on Pittsburgh, 95% of the money. Outrageous. The Lions haven't scored more than 20 since that crazy week 1 game. They haven't scored more than 17 outdoors on the road this entire season. Goff gets worse later in the year every season. I don't buy it. I don't think this is the Lions week.
Do you want maybe Pittsburgh -8?
I mean, if you're on the Lions, let's pass it. But this feels like a teaser for Pittsburgh. There's going to be a million teasers this week.
Look, I mean, you're definitely right about that. But the Steelers are 2-6 though, covering at home in the last 8 contests, or 1-3 this year. I mean, they've found ways to keep teams in games, which kind of worries me, right? Like
that's fine
for covering games. Like that's my concern. I'm tired of betting on the lines of like this is the week they're going to do it, which
I agree.
I'm just not.
I don't
want
to bet Pittsburgh. I just didn't want to bet the Lions. That's why I had all that prepared. Yeah. So let's move on.
Okay.
Next up, Browns at Patriots. Patriots 1.5-point short home favorites. This line's going to move because of all the Browns COVID stuff, but we have 1.5.
I like New England before this, buddy. he's Bill Belichick against Baker Mayfield. That's what we're going with here. The Browns can run the football, but the Patriots defense guys don't look now pretty freaking good. Like they're playing a lot better lately, and they're going to find ways to shut down this run game. They're fifth in DVOA, by the way, as a defense. They're really good against the pass. They're okay against the run. Mac Jones is playing much better football lately. He's getting it done. Now, the Browns defense had their best game, really their secondary had their best game of the season last week. So maybe that's a cause for concern if you like New England here. But I am totally okay with taking New England minus the point and a half. I just like him in this spot. What do you think?
Here's what I think. Belichick as a short home favorite. Baker Mayfield after a blowout win, and Nick Chubb with COVID might not play, by far the Browns' best player. This is a hammer for New England, no doubt.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's a cycle with kind of Baker, right? Like he plays poorly, everyone criticizes him, then he plays well, then he plays poorly again, right? Yep. We're kind of in that mode now. Plus, look, the Bengals might not actually be any good. Their total efficiency rankings are in the 20s, and the Browns this year have not finish games well against teams with a pulse, right? Yep. With the Cardinals, they've blown out, but Chiefs and the Chargers, like I think New England is playing good football right now. I think the Browns as a short road favorite, I'm not putting money on them.
No chance.
All right,
I'm into it. I'm curious what your take is on this one. Minnesota at the Chargers. The Chargers are laying 3. Two teams that I don't think anyone has a real good handle on right now.
Yeah, I really don't either. I mean, I think I would begrudgingly lean towards no one. No one in this game. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, the Chargers' rush defense is brutal. The Vikings just aren't very good as a team. They keep finding ways to lose games. But the Chargers, I just don't trust them quite yet.
I don't either. I actually kind of like Minnesota here because of that. The Sharps, by the way, are clobbering this. They're hitting the Chargers super hard.
The Chargers?
Yeah, which I find really surprising. Okay. The Chargers just don't look right to me. I know that's not like the best analysis anyone's ever heard, but it just feels like they haven't had a good game in weeks. And Minnesota, like every single week, it comes down to the end of the game. The Chargers got kind of lucky last week. They have a new kicker like that they got a game winning kick out of that. Are we sure that that's going to happen again? Yeah. There's no home field advantage for LA. The thing that the Chargers do terribly is the one thing that the Vikings do well, which is run, defend the run in the Chargers case. You know, Dalvin Cook, I feel like this is the Dalvin Cook fantasy week where he puts up like 28 points and that's, the talk of next week. That's just feelings, though. Like I don't have any great, analysis here. The Vikings are kind of a mess. They have a tough COVID situation. They have a player in the hospital with COVID and Harrison Smith's unvaxxed and coming back. Like that locker room feels like a little bit of a mess, but
yeah,
I still kind of like them plus 3 here.
I think we'll put them in the maybe pocket. I don't feel great about the Vikings here.
Yeah, pass. All right. It should be a fun game, though. This one is tough to read because we don't know who's playing as we're recording this, but it's Carolina and maybe PJ Walker at the Cardinals and maybe Kyler Murray, maybe Colt McCoy. 10.5 is the line we're getting. Should we just save time and pass this one?
Yeah, we don't even know who's playing quarterback for each team. So Matt Rhule said that he's not sure that it's going to be Sam Darnold. So I think we pass this game and for time, move it along.
Yeah, let's do it. So the next one's Philly at Denver. Denver off a huge win, laying 3 to Philly. What do you think?
I have a great feel for this. Eagles are better of lately, right? They're playing some better football. But I don't. What is Denver like? What is this Denver team? This is a standard -3 home line for Denver. I don't see value either direction. I don't know much about. I just think we stay away from this game, buddy. There's nothing here for me.
Yeah, I
right. Like what's your take on either side?
I don't have a great one. I think that I can't tell if like Denver's overrated or if they actually like kind of regressed to like their mean from the beginning of the season last week. I think Philly's terrible. And we've seen like with the NFC East playing out of division, the other teams just kind of beat up on them. But I don't know. This is a pass. If anything, I would take Denver and you could probably get them 2.5. I've seen that some places, but that's still a pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that one.
Speaking of passes, another game where we don't know what the quarterback situation is. It looks like Russell Wilson is back, according to his weird succession themed Instagram video from the weekend. His Seahawks are going to Green Bay to play maybe Aaron Rodgers. The Packers accordingly are priced at -3.5. I mean, well, I think it's kind of irresponsible to make a pick on Wednesday on this one, right?
Yeah, but I think you would pick Seattle, right? I mean, it's just you just don't know what's happening. Russell Wilson off a finger injury. Rodgers been out because of COVID. Is he back this week? Is he not? Has he practiced this week? Has he not? What's Russell Wilson's finger like? I would lean to Seattle here, but the public's on a road favorite like this too. Like you're right, Matt. It would be irresponsible to make this wager.
It would. I will say though, couldn't you see a world where Matt LaFleur, like if I were him, I would say Jordan Love is playing this week. We need to see more out of him. It's week 10. It's not the playoffs. Aaron hasn't practiced. We need to make sure that he's in good condition. And they got to see if Jordan loves anything. Like, we've seen quarterbacks take a dump in their first start and then actually come out and be good. I think they owe it to themselves to see more of Love. And by the way, if that pisses off Rodgers, that only makes him better. Every time he's really angry, he ends up playing better anyway. So I think that's what they should do.
That would be, then I'd take Seattle.
Yeah, well, obviously in that case, but I'm saying that's what I would do if I were Matt LaFleur. I'm with you, yeah. All right. I didn't totally get a hot reaction out of that like I thought I would, but we'll move on. Let's move to the Sunday night game. Kansas City Chiefs. Go ahead.
What do you want me to say after that game?
I don't know. I thought my half-baked theory would get a rise.
I think you're right, though. Be irresponsible to wager on the game. Like, that's it simple.
Fair enough. Your Kansas City Chiefs are going to Las Vegas, where we would go and lose lots of money. The Chiefs are favored on the road 2.5 points.
Gross, 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 gross. Just supremely gross game. Chiefs defense, by the way, is playing a little bit better. They've made some personnel changes. They put Chris Jones back inside, got rid of Sorensen, played Thornhill more, playing Gay more, a little healthier with Snead and whatnot. Raiders kind of looked awful last week. Your car looked off. Run game was fine. Defensively, they let Daniel Jones kind of go up and down the field on them. But the thing about this, Matt, is you cannot bet on the Chiefs right now. Because what offense are we getting? They're two up and down. You just can't do it. I would just stay away from this guy. I wouldn't bet the Raiders. I would not bet the Chiefs.
Yeah, I feel like you could say the same about the Raiders. It's like you can't bet them. That team's gone through a lot. Like, I just don't know how you find an edge on either side here. It does seem to me, though, that they're basically saying, like, come on, like, take the Chiefs. Like, you guys want to. Like, it's just a matter of time, I think, before they start to pop off on offense again. But I don't know. This doesn't feel like the week.
Yeah.
Monday night game is an interesting one. It's the Rams at the 49ers. Rams getting all the bets and all the money. They are, what are we getting? 4.5 is the current line there.
Oh, man.
Niners home dogs.
Yeah.
Let me say this. It doesn't feel like you have a super hot take on this one. Garoppolo, as the starter, has actually never lost to the Rams with Shanahan. And Nick Mullins actually beat the Rams last year. This is one of those like weird divisional, like one team just kind of owns the other. The 49ers only losses have been when it's been like Beathard or somebody starting.
Yeah. The problem with this of the Niners, and I think this is a divisional game where we gladly would take them, is I don't think they're any good. Like, that's the problem. They're just not any good. They're really not. And I would love to take a divisional opponent here, a divisional dog at home that needs a win. They need to win this game, Matt.
Yep.
But yikes, bro. Like, they're just, I just can't do it. I just can't.
Yeah. This is like all the warning flags. It's like a public road dog in the division. They're getting 90% of the bets. Like, those teams always, like, this was our Tampa thing earlier. It's like those teams never outright win and cover. Just never happens.
Never happens. No, but never.
What are the 49ers? They're like, you never know who's playing for them. Their team is so banged up. Like, Kyle Shanahan, that could be the thing that happens this week, is everyone's kind of popping off about what a kind of a coach he is. It's like, this could be the week where they kind of figure something out just because of that. But I don't have enough faith in it.
I agree. So we only have four right now. Dallas -8, New Orleans +3, Indy -10, New England -1.5. There's talk of Alvin Kamara being hurt for the Saints, by the way, as we're doing this on Twitter. So just be mindful of that. This is, as usual, at my Twitter, at Jeff Schwartz. You go there and we might change a pick if we have injuries. So the other maybes were Washington +9, Detroit -8, Minnesota +3.
What about the Ravens laying 7.5?
You think so?
Should we even consider it? I don't know, putting it out there.
I think that's fair. I just have had the Ravens have just had some concerns. I think just I don't know.
So here's what we're deciding between Washington, Baltimore, and what else are we
Pittsburgh.
Looking at?
Pittsburgh. I think
Pittsburgh's out.
You don't want them? You're the one who wanted me to take them.
No, I just didn't want to take Detroit. Detroit sucks. Okay. I'm tired of taking the Washingtons and the Lions. I'm just tired of it. We do it every week and it never works.
We can take a Thursday night game. That's fun. I don't like it. I mean, it's just a bad week, dude.
Do we just take Washington because of the number? The 9.5?
Oh my God. I don't want to.
Like this is nothing to do with whether I'm a fan of them
the
or not.
Bucks have not covered on the road. The Bucks have not covered on the road this season.
Correct.
They're both off a bye.
Godwin didn't practice today.
Tampa's beat up. Yeah. They have some issues in their pass defense, right?
Well, both do. Washington is the worst in the league. This could be the like Brady MVP statement game, but it also could be the like, let's just get out of this with a win.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Oh, geez. This is not good. We're just humming and home. Great podcast, right? The Ravens line scares me. I mean, traditionally, Washington's the way to go here, right? I mean, that's the line to take.
Yeah.
Or do we just take the Vikings -+3 and just suck it up and deal with it?
Yeah. We could do that. Your call, your show.
You think Minnesota's the way to go?
I just hate betting on Washington. They suck. I mean, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of betting on them.
Let's take Minnesota then.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, this means Washington will cover. This is so annoying.
Yeah, but you're right. Dallas -8, New Orleans +3, India -10, New England -1.5, and Minnesota +3.
Okay. Hey, can you give me a survivor pick? It's either Baltimore, Dallas, or Tampa. But Tampa's out. It's Baltimore or Dallas?
Probably Dallas, right?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Take Baltimore then.
All right. If you have an opinion.
Dallas has a bunch of NFC East opponents coming up.
Yeah, Baltimore doesn't have an easy schedule from here. I just feel like they could go into Baltimore or into Miami and just wax them. It's just that's where they do their worst damage.
But they haven't done that this year, though. That's my concern. Like they haven't been that team so far this year.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's announce our 5 gross picks and
Dallas -8, New Orleans +3, Indy -10, New England -1.5, Minnesota +3. These picks are brought to you by the Varsity Podcast Network, by the way.
I'm sure they're very happy to sponsor them.
we're gonna it's Varsity Podcast Network's fault, by the way, if we lose these wagers. All right, buddy. Well, I like my Pac-12 picks as usual. I like my college basketball pick, UCLA.
That's right. Terps land 23.
These picks are, God bless the NFL. The NFL's been, the thing about though is that everyone has sucked this year in the NFL. It's not just like us. It's everybody. Yeah. So I don't feel as bad as I would most years being bad, but we'll work our way out of it. Lots of football. All right, everyone. Have a great weekend. We're powered by the Varsity Podcast Network. Talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great one, everybody.